This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the Barton Hahn Show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, and as we do at this time every week, Jay Williams joining us via the Goodyear Hotline, as Bart likes to call you, Jay Weezy. How you doing, my man? We not have Jay Will now.
Okay. Jay Weezy!
How do you hear it? Do you hear us
what
now?
What up, Bart? What up, Alan?
Hey, man, I tell you what, man. I know Allen about to go. Man, it's crazy right now. Tell me this. Is Jared Allen becoming an all-star caliber player? Listen, Jay Weezy.
You're going to start with that. You're starting with that.
I just need to know because I know you're going to shoot him up and then we're going to forget. Yeah, we don't air Jay Weezy, but don't worry. It's just like us and the fellas talking. It don't matter what else is going on. I'm just saying, like, have you ever seen, like, somebody that, you know, went somewhere and they had like a reputation and people teased him and thought he was like a nerd, but then he'd go somewhere else and now he feel like a stud and nobody knows how people used to treat him, that they used to give him atomic wedgies and all that type of stuff. And he go there and he become the man and all they know is him as a good player because he came from Brooklyn, but now he feels liberated and now he feels free because he can just be himself and they're going to embrace that and not put him in some type of box. And it's the fro, potentially, an all-star in the next couple of years if he continues on this trajectory and adds some levels to his game. That's all I'm saying.
Look, I love Jared Allen, man. I think Jared Allen has a chance to be a game changer. The question is he's going to be utilized so differently in Cleveland than the way he would have been utilized in Brooklyn. Just a matter of, you know, do we see you enough in Cleveland? But the numbers he puts up, I mean, the energy he plays with, I mean, like, kind of like Ben Wallace was his type of player, Bart, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Ben Wallace was – like, he didn't need the ball. He just wanted to block shots, rebound, and hit you on screens and get put-back dunks. Like, if you can just do that, you're going to make so much money in this league. Like, not everybody needs to be Kevin Durant. I know it's a sexy thing, but, like, yo, if you do a certain trait and you do it extremely well and that's what you focus on and other aspects of your game continue to grow, you're going to make a lot of money, and, yes, you will have a chance to be an all-star.
Yeah, just ask Draymond Green.
Yeah.
The big triple single, baby.
But he, you know, he has that element of the passing game too that you have there, and it's something that you know the Knicks are trying to get Mitchell Robinson to understand. Is you don't have to do all the other stuff, the threes and things, you know, post ups and touches. Just be elite at what you're good at, and that's I think Jared Allen's figured that out. But I can't believe we began with Jared Allen. Like we got, I think
I just want to throw Jay Weezy off.
Jay, I mean, how are you starting with that? I got a million things to ask him. We're already running out of time. We ran out of time with the Joker.
I thought we were going to be talking about the way Black History Month kicked off down in Atlanta, you know, with the courtside.
Oh!
Can I say it? Like, are you allowed to say courtside
care? Courtside care?
Bron said it. I'm not saying
that's
it.
That's where I was
saying. Bron said it.
I forgot. I forgot, Jay Weezy. I'm not even supposed to work for the month of February. What the hell am I doing on the air? It's Black History Month.
I'm going to have a way to kick off Black History Month with that. I'm like, wow. Okay, great opening statement.
It's about that, isn't it? It's amazing. I mean, they're allowing – look, and now the NBA is going to go back there to Atlanta where they're allowing apparently people to sit courtside. I didn't even know that they were allowing people to sit that close to the court. And they're going to have an all-star game there on March 7th.
LaCincy James. LaCincy James. That's his name. He was Le Dirt the other day when he pushed Embiid down. Now he LaCincy. He's sitting up there getting heckled by one person on the sideline. That's why I love the fact there's not a lot of fans because it was cutting deep. She probably talked about the patch in his head, and that's when he said, "That's enough. Get him out of here. You're not going to go at my role game."
Oh, but she's pointing. She's doing the whole thing.
What happens in real life for Bron is exactly what happens to UI and AH when we go through Twitter. You'll have about like 30 people will be on your feed. Like, yo, Bart. Yo, Alan Bart, great show. We love y'all. We love what you're doing. You guys bring the pain. Yo, Bart, you're bringing the energy. You're crazy. You're funny. And you got that one dude like, man, y'all idiots. Y'all show sucks. What do? Yeah. You respond to that dude. That dude gets you hyped up. But like, oh, word, we suck? You suck. Yeah. Look at your avatar picture. Who are you? Right? Like, that's exactly what that was last night. Hey. That's what it was in the Cleveland game, too, where he went up for 21 points in the fourth quarter because the executives in the courtside talk trash to him. That's what fans bring to the table. That's what we love.
Yeah, and that's where he's at right now, right? Whether it's Reggie Miller going at Spike Lee, you know what I mean? For me, like my go-to line, I don't know what your go-to line is, but if I get somebody heckling me, I'll Google who they are, and I say, listen, man, you keep coming at me, I'm going to call your girlfriend and take her from you. How about that?
Jeez, you're on the Chris Breezy tip. You just taking people's girlfriends?
Apparently. Well, I'm married, but I can't. But I that threat is real.
Jeez.
You know what I'm saying?
Habitual line stepper. Bart Scott.
Explain it to your wife how important. Well, you have to understand.
That.
You have to understand.
I am
why
married.
I did this.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean that, honey.
Baby, I just got to prove a point. I just got to prove that she'll pull up to the address, take a picture.
Really, I'm not really going to do anything, right?
I don't mean it, baby. I'm just going to let him know what I'm capable of, so he might want to keep his damn mouth shut.
All right, but Jay, you were about to explain something, though. I know you're about to go here. As Woj filed the story a couple hours ago, the NBA and the Players Union progressing towards an agreement for an All-Star game March 7th in Atlanta at State Farm Arena. Yes, Bart. State Farm will be there.
Exactly.
As you know, with Chris Paul and everything else and Jake. But it's a one-day affair. I understand it. Is this a good look or a bad look? Can I get the money part? They want to obviously use some of the money towards COVID relief. They want to bring the awareness. They want to put some money into the HBCUs and all that stuff. But is this a good look?
I just – you know, like, these are one of the things where it's – public sentiment would say yes, because it is for the greater good of where the money is going. And I'm all for that. I just think you can go about doing that in a variety of different ways other than having a one-day event. And I think having a one-day event, you still put a lot of people in jeopardy, right? Depending upon who they're around. You're also entrusting a lot of adults who have a lot of money to be responsible. And, you know, there's that old line that Charles Barkley used to say, right? Like, well, I'm not your kid's role model. You as a parent need to be the role model. All I'm saying is just because athletes have all the money in the world and they're super successful does not always mean that they're going to do the right and responsible thing. So some of these guys, you know, what's responsible for some of these guys may not be responsible for others who might have families. Other guys might be single. Guys may choose to live lives differently. I think it just puts everybody in a really weird spot. If you do see somebody living lives differently due to the repercussions that can come along with that, due to where that could take the league down the line if you do have an outbreak. I was going to say,
if you think about it, it's a one-day affair, but if you're bringing all these players together from other teams, doesn't it have to be, all right, well, we're doing it in one day, but you're going to have to spend 5 days quarantining or separation, whatever it is. It's not like, I mean, you remember the Vegas All-Star game, right? I mean, that was that was the Wild Wild West.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody remembers that one. You can't have that, but it's Atlanta, and Bart and I both know the Wings are really good. They're really good in Atlanta.
It's going to be a weird thing.
You're going to tell stars come play in this game, but what are you just going to show up and parachute in one day? Aren't they going to have to quarantine the players? What protocols will be there? It's like I said, it just seems to me like it's a very forced event that might not be necessary.
I mean, who watches the All-Star game to begin with?
Nobody.
I mean, I watched the slam dunk.
Yeah, right? And three-point
I
contest.
Know content. Yeah, three-point contest. But like, I'm not like, oh, I'm really intrigued to watch the All-Star game, especially when I know that dudes aren't really playing hard anyway. And why would you play hard? This is supposed to be your vacation. During a pandemic year, which can be a shortened season, guys aren't trying to get hurt. So, you know, at the end of the day, look, I'm not Adam Silver. I'm not running a multi-billion-dollar company. I'm sure there are deeper layers to this. And, you know, I'm sure you have sponsorship requirements that probably need something like this. And you have a TV partner and TNT and Turner that you need to make sure that relationship is whole and healthy. Sure, there are bigger things. But, you know, if you're helping me look at it just from, you know, 30,000-foot perspective, I would pass on one-day event.
And also, are you telling the other players that aren't involved in the All-Star game, please do not come to Atlanta, because, you know, that's when you get reckless. You know, you say, you know what, I'm not going to get caught at Magic City, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to take Platinum, Diamond, Allure, I'm going to take all of them, and I'm going to bring them back to the hotel room, and I'm going to have a hell of a party indoors in the confines of my own apartment, or if I have a house there, I'm going to do that one. You know, I think that's what you have to worry about, because you know that some, you know, listen, you have professionals, and you have young professionals, and that's a big difference, because young professionals learn because they make mistakes. And they only apologize after, and they only become professionals after they get caught making those mistakes. Just ask Dwayne Haskins. Just ask Sweet Lou with the lemon pepper wings, because he had to get the extra cheese, and he had extra cheese on the taco, and he put a couple girls probably through college that night.
Is it crazy not to do All-Star Weekend or not to have an All-Star break this year? Considering everything that we went through last year, considering the break that certain teams had that 7-8 month layoff that they haven't played. I know for and guys, you know, you can make cases for LeBron James and company. Like they can take breaks throughout the course of the season. You know, there's always those nights that you could have a guy like AD rest, LeBron rest. And I know it's something that is built into how guys typically approach the season, but I'd much rather have guys at home in their facilities, even if it's a light practice, just come in and sit in a jacuzzi, mandatory team, you know, team meeting to that regard. I'd much rather have things like that than saying, here are 5 or 6 days where everybody else go off and be on your own.
Yeah.
You know, guys are going to be going to other countries and all these different things. That's how guys think. They want to get away.
Yeah, yeah. You're getting that break in between the first half and second half of the schedule, and now they're putting this in, so it's not really a break for everyone. But you know, look, it's probably going to happen, and there's reasons for it. And of course, it always begins with money. We know that's what that's about. Let's move on to some other topics with you. I'm curious to get your take on what's happening in Dallas, because Luka Doncic looks miserable. The Mavericks just keep losing, and they lose. A couple of these have been heartbreaking
losses.
They look
bad last night, man.
And you could just see the body language getting worse and worse. They do have key injuries, but like I said this before the season started, when you talk about who are the players, and I feel like Luka was the guy I was keeping an eye on. I don't know if I talked to you about it, Jay, but I know I mentioned it to someone. Luka's a guy I'm keeping an eye on because now the pressure comes of MVP candidate, and you got to help your team win. He was fantastic in the bubble, but his team's not winning, and now you're seeing the criticism of his game. Whether it's no defense, that he's not in the best shape this year like he was last year. What's happening in your mind in Dallas?
Man, it's – where's the help, Alan?
Like, injured. Porzingis can't play every game.
Well, that's the problem. And I think it's something that, you know, look, Dame is different. Some people are different. Maybe Bradley Beal is different. But if you're going to win championships – you need a multitude of dudes who can go get it. Like this day and age where it's one guy that's going to do everything every single night for you, that's not it. It's not it anymore. I mean, look at the teams. I mean, look at what Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum were finding in Boston. Like you have two complete players who are durable, who play every single night, add in Kemba Walker, add in some of the pieces of that. I'm not saying that's going to be enough, but championship-like contenders. It's one of the reasons why we're still kind of wondering about Milwaukee with Giannis. Like, is Drew Holiday it? Like, we kind of know where Chris Middleton fits, but, you know, even though they're maybe one of the worst defensive teams in league history, if they don't make some moves, I don't think Iman Shumpert is helping them get there. But that's where you're like, who's really beating the Nets, regardless of how things go in a 7-game series with Kevin Durant, James Harden, and Kyrie? And I go back to this scenario, like, even watching the game last night where they lost to the Suns, it's just like, man, like who's like Josh Richardson? He ain't kind of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I have respect for Josh Richardson. Tim Hardaway Jr., that's not that high level caliber player that needs to be playing with Luka Doncic every single night, because he is going to start to wear thin. He is going to start to be tired. People need to carry him. He can't be the one carrying everybody else every single night. Alan.
Now, you brought up Bradley Beal, and from our reports, he says that he's happy and he wants to stay in Washington. And now we have reports that Washington is going to go hard at Alzeri from Toronto. Where they at? Are they playing in Tampa right now? You know, so maybe they're having those conversations because you can get to them without having to go through the
border. Who'd you say that they're going after?
Yeah, who are they going after?
Who are they going after?
Alzeri. Did I say it wrong? The general manager.
Who?
My bad. Well, the general manager, you know.
Masai Ujiri.
Yeah,
Ujiri. Oh, I thought you meant they were going to go out, like, trading for a player. I'm like...
No. No, Missouri. No, I'm talking. No, listen. I can barely speak English, let alone get some Swahili names. You know what I'm saying? I can't figure it out. No Swahili. I don't speak Swahili, man. The hell I'm about to go do that, man?
I skipped Kwanzaa week. The other day, I was like, oh, Lord, that is not.
Yo, listen, man. I do not have my Kwanzaa almanac, man. I don't know all these damn names. But yo, reports that Hugh.
Let the record show that's Bart talking, not Han.
Washington's going to go hard at him, and maybe, you know, Bradley's thinking that, hey, once we get him, you know, he'll be able to put together a winner if we get him. But if you're the Knicks, that's that one player that's out there that you may be able to offer, you know, those future draft picks, especially Dallas's. Like, how do you not go hard after him? How are you not trying to have back-channel conversations with Bradley Beal and letting him know, man, listen, you and Westbrook ain't it. Y'all not going to get it done, man. Listen, you come here, at least we can build something and we can be able to attract a real superstar with you here with how great this and how hard this young team plays. Just like the Nets did, right? They showed that they could play you know, hard. They brought in Russell, you know what I mean, and was able, and D'Angelo Russell, and they were able to get it done and attract a star. If you're the Knicks, how are you trying to go after Bradley Beal? Because that may be the one star that they may be able to attract to be able to come, because he's in a worse situation than the Knicks would be if he went there.
Yeah, I guess the question is, look, first off, all this stuff that kind of, that is coming out of D.C. about Bradley Beal's happy and he wants to be here. Like, okay, fine. Let me hear that from Bradley Beal's mouth. Like, I need Bradley Beal to say, I'm happy, this is where I want to be. Until I hear Bradley Beal say that, I'm not sitting here thinking that Bradley Beal is happy. Like, you couldn't be happy if you're dropping 38, 39 points every single night, but you're still losing, even though you're waiting for Russ to explode every once in a while. And one of the things I have to think about, look, I love the New York Knicks uniform, and I like the direction that they're going. But, like, you know, if you're Bradley Beal, are you tired of losing? Do you want to go through a rebuild? Do you want to go through a rebuild? I mean, you've kind of been in a rebuild your entire career.
Golden State, like, can offer
maybe I want to go to a contender, a team that's already kind of pre-built, turnkey, where I can come in and start winning right away instead of going through the same losing process again. It's something that Bradley has to really think about because, look, we all know you can't play this game forever, man. Your time playing this game, this window's short.
But if you put Bradley Beal on the Knicks, does he not make them an 8th seed or a 7th seed? And then you can.
I hear you.
I would argue, and I watch this team every night. I would argue right now the way they're playing, the missing element of this team is shooting. They can't shoot. They lost to the Bulls because they couldn't make threes. That's all it is. Their defense is the best in the league. They just can't shoot. You add him, and I'm telling you, it takes them to a level where it goes beyond just making the playoffs. Not championship level, but certainly a little higher than just getting into the playoffs. But Jay, what I wanted to ask you is how much have you watched this kid Emmanuel Quickley, the 25th pick in the draft from Kentucky, the lot of people thought would be a second round pick, and this floater game he's got going. He's still not starting for them, but yet he's emerging as one of the top rookies in the league right now, and he's getting the respect of guys like Paul George. Donovan Mitchell last night was tweeting about him. Damon Lillard has noticed him. Lou Williams, other players are starting to notice this kid. I want to know what you think. You're a guard. What do you think of this kid? Is what we're seeing real?
And I love it. Now, I think Emmanuel Quickley has a lot of talent. I think he's always had the speed. I think he has the athletic ability, and he has the feel for the game. And I also think defensively he's pretty good as well. I think it's the real deal. Can it be superstar? I'm not sure. But I like him as a piece. I like him as a valuable piece. And the one thing I will say about him, watching him play at Kentucky, watching him underneath John Calipari, like, there's a chip on his shoulder because, like, it just always felt like you could get a little bit more from Emmanuel Quickley, but you knew he had it in him. You knew he had it. It took the right environment. I think now we're actually seeing an environment where he can be competitive and he can be fierce. And I think Emmanuel Quickley can be a solid starter in this league for a long time to come.
Yeah, it might be sooner rather than later. At least a lot of Knicks fans feel that way. Jay, we got to run. Great to talk to you as always. Thanks so much. We do appreciate your time. And if for once, you're not running off the phone because Bart's saying something line-stepping that's going to get you in trouble.
Zuri. I'll make sure we trade for that guy, Zuri. I like him. He's a hell of a player.
Listen. That's Swahili. That's Swahili now. You know what I'm saying? I was trying to get that Swahili
for you, Jerry.
Tremendous.
Behold, the only thing greater than thyself, Kunta Kinte.
Oh, jeez.
All right. Now you're rushing off. See, there we go. Now we're ending it the right way.
Back. Now I'm more comfortable being uncomfortable. Thank you.
And that's Jay Williams giving us the Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. It never fails with poor Jay. We have a great time with him, and then he just gets that awkwardness, and yeah, it's time to go. All right, speaking of time to go, coming up next, the Njoku interview had such great potential. We apologize to him with the timing and everything else. It was just the way things work in radio, unfortunately. But we had a great conversation with him, and we hope to get him back on again. But coming up next, Logan Ryan from the Giants and his perspective on a lot of things, not just about football. But, hey, the Patriot way is under attack. He was there. He won a couple of rings there. How does he feel about what's being said about the Patriot way? That's coming up next. But first, we have this from Bart and DraftKings.
In the words of Fred G. Sanford, Elizabeth, this is the big one. The last game of the season is this weekend. A game this big deserves a big prize, not just some trophy. And DraftKings, the official daily fantasy sports partner of Super Bowl 55, has up to $55 million in total prizes up for grabs with their Super Bowl prediction pool. All you have to do to get a share of these huge prizes is enter DraftKings' free prediction challenge. Once you submit your picks, you will get a free instant prize up to $25,000. And if you have the most predictions correct, you could win up to the top prize of $1 million. Download the app now, enter the free prediction challenge, answer the question like who will score last, and boom! Shakalaka. Get ready to make it rain. Download the DraftKings app now and use promo code BART to enter to win the free $55 million prediction challenge. Everyone gets instant prize up to $25,000 just for playing. So use promo code BART now and enter free $55 million challenge, prediction challenge, only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55. Terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for more details. Logan Ryan is up next, and we're going to talk about Danny Dimes and Junior Wapper. I'll make it make sense when we come back. Back after this.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Han.
Now on Alan Han, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, the ESPN app on your smart speakers as well. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Commercial insurance through Progressive protects your business and your dream. Choose from over 30 coverage options at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Well, you heard it right there. Tom Brady, the ageless one, going to his 10th Super Bowl. And joining us right now via the Goodyear hotline, Logan Ryan, who out of those appearances with Tom Brady got two rings out of the deal when he played with the Patriots. So, Logan, first and foremost, thanks for joining us. We do appreciate the time. So let's get right to it. We got to settle something because there's something happening right now in Patriot land between some former players. So Danny Amendola saying Patriot way is all about Brady. Matt Light saying Danny Amendola is an angry little elf. Ty Law also agreeing with
shots fired
with Matt Light. Saying that, you know what, there was that year that Tom got hurt and we still were winning games. So you played there. You were part of it. You know what Patriots way is all about. Is it about Tom Brady? Is it about Bill Belichick? Which side are you on?
Well, first of all, man, we appreciate you guys having me. Bart, huge fan of yours, man. Grew up watching you play, being in from New Jersey, man. So honored to be on here. And, yeah, you threw me right in it.
Yeah, all love, baby. No warm-up.
It's radio,
no
man.
No free throws, man. Yeah, you know, I saw that Dola said that. And it's just the greatness of Tom Brady. I think he was saying it out of the respect of Tom Brady. And that man is a monster. That man is able to put a team on his back. And we've been there. He helped me get two of my Super Bowl rings, without a doubt. And I think Tom Brady is the greatest player to ever play. I think that Bill Belichick's the greatest coach to ever coach. I think what they did together is the Patriot way. But at the same time, I think it's – if you compare it to baseball and you have an ace of a pitcher pitching that night, is he going to have a bigger impact on the game that game than the manager will that night? And I know the Patriots have had great defenses throughout the years. But when Tom Brady goes out there, he's able to will some things to happen as well. So, you know, I don't have to choose. But
that is very politically correct. You got to choose a side. You're the team Ty Law and Light, or you're team Amendola.
But the question is, what is the Patriot way?
Okay. Let me rephrase. Let me rephrase it.
For the winning?
Let me rephrase it, because
who's more responsible for the wins, or what is the Patriot way?
I'll bring it back, because right now you like at Joe's Average Gym, you dodging every wrench we throwing. We throwing wrenches, we throwing hammers, we throwing screwdrivers. You dunking them all. So
no, but I like what he did though. He's saying phrase the question properly Logan's telling me.
So the question is, who is more important and who is more vital to the reign and the dynasty, the impact for all those good college words? You know, I only got an associate's degree, so I tell you what. Who was more responsible for the success? Is it Tom Brady and his greatness, or is it Bill Belichick and his ability to motivate and to scheme? You can't say both.
Right. So you take away my option. So just so we know on air here, they took away my option to say both, because obviously it's a scale and both had to have a part of it, right? They both have a part of it. It's not 100% either or. But I will say, I think Tom Brady had a bigger impact on those six championships than Bill Belichick, if you ask me the question that way.
Right. So tell me this.
And I say that because I believe the quarterback has more of an impact on the outcome of a game than the coach does on that day. And I just think that's how the game is set up. And when you have a dominant quarterback, you can see what can happen.
Let me just follow up though, and actually, your answer is that's the best way to answer it. So I don't think it's an answer that'll get you in trouble. I think it's the right way to answer it, because it's also being proven. He goes to Tampa, and they had a lot of pieces already there, a defense that was already there, and he steps in and he fills that void that they needed—a quarterback that can win. And look where they are right now. Whereas when he left New England, they didn't replace him, and they're still looking to replace him. So it's now, instead of asking about, you know, the Patriot way and all that stuff, let me ask you it then this way, because now there's a thought that, like, Matthew Stafford, the report was that of all places, he said, don't trade. I'll go anywhere, but don't send me to New England. So let me ask you that way. You know, you also left New England. You didn't leave in the best of terms, but you also have done very well for yourself since then. Like, is there something about playing there that it's not easy, and it's not for everyone, and it takes a certain type of player? You've been through it. You understand it. So is it just different there, and it's going to take different types of players to play there? It's not for everyone?
Yeah. You know, to answer your question and kind of go back to the last point, I think it'll be a great way to answer both. I think the Patriot way, and what makes Tom Brady so great, is his ability of being selfless. He's a force multiplier. He cares about everybody in that building. And the Patriot way demands that. So I don't know if the Patriot way taught him that when he was younger. But when I came in as a rookie in 2013, Tom Brady came and introduced himself to me. He said, hey, I know we drafted you in the third round. I want to introduce myself. I'm Tom Brady. I know you're Logan. I know you're from Rutgers. If you need anything, I've been a rookie before. I had questions. If you need anything, just let me know. Just come up to my locker. If you see me in here, I'm in here early. Just come and ask anything you know. And I literally was like nervous to say, what am I going to say to Tom Brady when I see him in the hallway? And he introduced himself to me, and he took away all the awkwardness. And I saw how much he gave to every single player, you know, in that building. And that's what makes Tom Brady different than Matt Stafford or anybody else. Not to knock anybody else, but that's what makes him his GOAT, his ability to get the best out of his teammates. But that is the Patriot way as well. So I left New England on great terms. I won a Super Bowl. My last game in New England was a Super Bowl. So I had a great celebration with the boys. We know what it is. I mean, you go in there to win championships, and that's what I did. It was a great place to start my career, to learn how this business goes, to learn what hard work is like, to play with Hall of Famers, to play with a Hall of Fame coach, to learn situational football, which Bill Belichick teaches better than anybody else. And if you're about that work, if you're about getting better, and if you're about being a great team player and caring about the success of your teammates, then I think the Patriot way is for people are like that. But if you're about chasing individual numbers or stats, or worry about, you know, what you're about to do and care about your career and your legacy, which some Hall of Famers do. Some Hall of Famers care about getting their numbers, care about scoring their touchdowns, making their stops, doing what they got to do to make sure they go out there and produce. And that's part of your job as well. But that's not for everybody. He's going to demand that you put the team first. Tom Brady does that naturally. I think that's why it works so well between them. And I think that's what makes him such a great player, is because he's a great quarterback, but he also cares about his teammates, always puts his team first and elevates everyone around him.
So I guess what the natural follow-up would be then, because without Tom Brady there and having that selfless type of quarterback, that force multiplier, like you mentioned earlier in our conversation, you know, players come there and take less money? Because people came there, and those came there came in search of a title, because, you know, whether it was Darrell Revis, whether it was David Harris, whether it was Marquise Cole, all the guys, James Hedebow, all the guys that came there because they knew that with Tom Brady at quarterback, you can make a reservation for, one, a divisional title, and also the AFC championship game. But without Tom Brady there now will the Patriot way, selflessness, hard work, dedication, you know, putting your teammates ahead of you, and not, you know, even being the best team in the division right now, which is the Buffalo Bills, with Miami approaching and the Patriots a little bit ahead of the Jets, now will that sell? Because if you look at Bill Belichick, the general manager, he has failed miserably over the last decade in being able to bring in great talent. He passed on Metcalf and took N'Keal Harry. He hasn't worked out. Philip Dorsett made the trade for him. He hasn't worked out. But what always made Bill right was Tom Brady. And without Tom Brady, can Bill have the success that he's had before? And at what point is he going to give Josh McDaniel his world? Because he said he's going to give him his world, and he's still an assistant coach and not a head coach.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Yeah, I see the Jets coming out of you in that one right there. You know, I think some of the points you said is true. He definitely some misses there. I mean, look, I sat down with my man Rex Ryan. We used to be neighbors in Tennessee, lit on the same street. I love Rex. I sat in his office. I told him, draft me. He went with D. Milner. You know, that didn't work out either. Yeah, you know, teams is missing left and right. You know, D. Milner and Geno. And I'm sitting there in the third round, me, Honey Badger, Darius Slay. All us, we're sitting in the third round. What's taking us so long to get drafted? You know,
exactly.
But, hey, that's Jets land. I'm happy to be wow, a Giant now. But
that, you know what?
And to answer that, I mean, I think a lot of guys. You're right. They go to New England with a chance to win a ring, to be a part of something special, and you know, without having that quarterback there, it's not a guarantee. It's a tough road, as we know it. Every game in the league is close, and when you have a Tom Brady who's a closer, a finisher, someone come out, start fast, get you a lead, you're playing ahead. I think guys sign there to bet on themselves. I think guys sign that one-year deal in New England to not only win a championship, but you know if you play well in the playoffs, you play well in primetime games, you play well on the big stage, you set yourself up for that next contract if there is one. So I think that's what a lot of guys choose to do. Is a great business move as well. And without Tom Brady, that's not a guarantee for it to go that way. It's not a guarantee you're going to have 8 primetime games. It's not a guarantee you're going to have a playoff appearance. It's not a guarantee you're going to be in that AFC championship. So, yeah, you're right. Without Tom Brady, you can't guarantee that stuff. It's more tough sledding because when you have one of those top-tier quarterbacks, you know they can get you a certain amount of wins just because they're so good at facilitating the ball. They're so smart with the ball. They don't turn it over. And they're really good in the red area. And those all help your odds of winning.
I'll tell you what, Bart, Logan's ready for this business. I know he still has plenty of runway left in his career, but way to answer to that question, way to handle that. And, yes, you took a shot at both of us because when you say D. Milliner instead of you, I just – oh, my God. But you did also say you are with the Giants. Let's not forget that. And we do play very strongly here in New York. So I do want to ask you, Joe Judge, also from the Patriot Way, and the season you had this year, and I also commend you for being one of the guys that said, whatever the Eagles did in Week 17, we didn't win enough games, period. Let's not put it on anyone else. And you were the guy who came out and said that, and that was important that you did that. But after a year now with Joe Judge, tell me about what the Giants have going forward. What's happening with that group? Because they were trending up, things were looking really good, and it felt like for the first time in a long time, there was some accountability and culture happening with that franchise. What's happening right now in your eyes as you're there now in the first of a three-year deal?
Yeah. You know, I think Bart can attest to this. Every time you're going to hear players say at the start of next year, oh, we're back to ground zero, it all starts over again. And that's not true. Some teams start in a better position than other teams. Some teams have new head coaches. Some teams have new systems they have to learn. Some teams have a lot of new free agents they got to get up to date, or they're going really young. And we know that you don't all start the same. And I guarantee you, going back to the year last year, I wasn't even signed through training camp. I signed right before week one. Right. So I'm just trying to show these guys who I am. I'm worth what they paid me, earn their respect, and really try to lead and show some of my playoff and you know, 8 years of experience that I can play this game still, and I'm worth following. But we're going to be starting at a much further point than we did this time last year, because you know what we spent last year? We took our battle. We took our bruises. We got bloodied up. We didn't bite no kneecaps, but we got back up. And you know, we made no excuses, man. We're going out there playing games with no coaches, playing games where you don't know who's playing. Day before the game, James Bradbury's out. It switched our whole game plan. You know, everyone had to play through COVID this year. It was nuts. But we made no excuses, man. We went out there. We did what we had to do to lay the foundation, Bart. The foundation was laid, and I'm excited to go back in the locker room. We know what we got. We know some of our core places are back, core pieces are back. We know I'm signed up in the back end. I can facilitate the back end. We know we got some guys up front. Blake Martinez can make a lot of tackles. James Bradbury's playing at an all-pro level. We know offensively that, you know, Saquon's coming. Sorry about that. We know Saquon's coming back, hopefully, you know, better than ever. And those are things that you can just hope to build off of. And we know that Joe's a great coach, a demanding coach, and he's going to stick to what he knows. He's going to coach some special teams hard. He's a great teacher and a leader, and he's going to talk to everybody individually, just like a special teams coordinator does in the league. They know everybody.
They
know everybody so well, especially –
You guys got an identity. I don't want to cut you off, but we got a hard break. You know, identity. I just had to ask you one thing about Danny Dimes. Have you ever seen him hold a Whopper? And if it did, it'd fall out of his hands, because I always call him Junior Whopper hands, because he always drops the ball. So have you ever seen him hold a Whopper or a double Whopper?
This has been a fantastic interview. You're going to end with this question. I apologize in advance, Logan.
I take that as a no.
I haven't seen him hold a Whopper, but my man Danny Dimes could throw some dimes, though. And Bart, he might be faster than you. I think I know he's faster.
Whoa, disrespectful. 4-5-1. 4-5-1. I was a 4-5-1, baby. Come on now. I got that jet fuel. Stop it.
You are a guest whenever you want on this show. This was fantastic. Thanks so much.
We got to have round two of this one, Logan. I'll talk to you later. We got to have round two of this one.
Well done.
I appreciate it. Hey, have me back, baby.
Absolutely will. My man. All right. Hey,
oh, we gonna have round two. We gonna have.
He's ready for the smoke, Bart.
I ain't throw all the smoke at him. I only threw a baby smoke at him. But now I gotta
Bart
know
Hunt,
that he ain't no.
Brought
ain't
to
no.
By Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. If we have any time left in the show, we have something to talk about, and we'll get to it. Hopefully, Bart and Hunt, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. On presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the Bart and Hunt show appear on the Goodyear Hotline, and right now we're making moves. The move we're making is we're out of here. See you, Bart.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio, or stream the video of the show on ESPN Plus. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.